evil shadow has fallen across our once fair land. A certain vile, alien people have taken control of our country. When the day comes, we will not ask whether you swung to the right or whether you swung to the left. We will simply swing you by the neck. This is war.
The right-wing sect which declared war on the United States government in 1984 had many names. The Brüder Schweigen, German for Solid Brotherhood, the White American Bastion, and the Order. Former members revealed that a special order assassination squad plotted to kill the heads of three commercial television networks, former Secretary of State Henry Kissinger, and television producer Norman Lear, among others. The unquestioned leader of the order was Bob Matthews, a well-liked lumberjack from upstate Washington. After more than a year of tracking Matthews, FBI agents surrounded him in an island hideout near Seattle. During a shootout on December 6, 1984, the house caught fire. When it was over, Matthews was dead. After the fire, FBI agents launched a nationwide manhunt for Matthews' followers.
In spite of Matthews' death and the arrests of his supporters, agitation persists for a militant, separate, Aryan nation. Order members say that the war has just begun.
Bob really one hell of a man. And imagine a man that would die for his beliefs. There's very few men like that today.
Bruce Carroll Pierce was the FBI's most wanted man until his arrest. He was also the order's second in command.
Just because Bob died or we've had some deaths in the past or had some setbacks, I don't believe by any means that the movement is over or that our goals will not be accomplished.
The order was a secret army striking out at a federal government that was vulnerable to armed attack.
The government's weak. The government is pathetically weak. This government is so weak right now that if 5,000 men of any race, of any consequence, any type of philosophical fundamentalism stood up, told the federal government that we have 5,000 men who would die right now, for what we believe in, the government can do nothing about it.
People are surprised at what's going on, and I think it's a situation you have to report. Guys like Matthews and others declared war on what they called the ZOG, the Zionist Occupational Government. When that happened, you saw the Fed begin to scramble.
It was the robbery of a Brinks truck in Ukiah, California in July 1984, when the order made off with $3.6 million that drew the FBI's full attention. At the same time, Secret Service agents caught several members trying to pass counterfeit bills. After his arrest, a friend became a government informant.
I believe that those men are prisoners of war, and I would support them as prisoners of war.
Tom Metzger is one of the most popular leaders on the ultra-right. While media attention was fixed on the trial of order members in Seattle, from his home and headquarters in Fallbrook, California, an hour's drive from San Diego, Metzger continued to recruit for his organization, War.
This is a time of rapid communication, and we must be on the cutting edge of technology like anyone else. We like it because it reaches into maybe every home in the United States where there's a computer. Every young person that is into computers, and there are millions across the United States, and they tend to be sharp kids with these computers in their bedroom, and they can log on and get all this information.
To attract others to his program, Metzger also set up 24-hour telephone hotlines in 8 cities, including Los Angeles, Sacramento, and San Francisco.
Why are the Jews and their supporters so afraid of free speech if they try to terrorize their critics into silence?
Metzger also has a television talk show aired on Community Access Cable Television.
The reason that show dedicated to free speech.
When FBI agents moved in on the order, members were within a few weeks of cracking Brink Central Vault here in San Francisco. With more than $30 million, they could have bought and outfitted an army.
I need my own state. I need my own nation. I need to have my own schools for my daughter, for my son, for my family.
When Nero tried to persecute the Christians in the Roman times, it did not eradicate them. And I do not believe it will eradicate us.
Just a few will be enough to reignite the spark for us to rise again. It's not over by any means. It's just a start.
We enjoin all people to choose intelligently which side they will be on. Make sure that you have the greatest number of relevant facts possible. There will surely come a day when fence sitting will be impossible. And once
Yahweh, Yahweh, yeah. Terrible Tommy here in the bunker, right here on, oh, hey, I didn't get anybody fooled with the April 1st thing. I guess I was too lazy this morning to dream one up. I didn't even pull one off, didn't want to pull off a joke on my gal, so I guess we'll have to wait till next year. Nobody's pulled one on me yet today, so. Hey, we're at P.O. Box 401, Warsaw, Indiana, 46581. That's right. My home zip is 80, and my P.O. Box is 81. Sometimes I get them mixed up. And it's time to get the donations for the radio show in so we can pay a few bills around here. And we've already got several. They've sent them in already, so that's a good deal. And now if you don't keep up with your dues or donations, we got to cut you off. I usually let you go maybe 1 month, and then I got to cut you off. I tend to be pretty liberal about that. I don't want to cut anybody off, but once in a while, you get way behind. I got to. Well, maybe I'll cover April Fool's Day by saying, I told you so, I told you so. You see what's happening to Donald Trump? Donald's not that, he's not stupid. He's making these bad gaffes about abortion and stuff like that. On purpose. Yes, he is. I knew pretty soon it would start to go downhill. And he's doing it to himself. And he's not a stupid man, so there's another reason behind it. And by the time they get done, if he doesn't pull a pretty good shot up in Wisconsin coming up, he's got big problems. And that'll mean that's the time when they're beginning to take him out the side door. And I don't think it'll be Cruz. It could be. We'll have to wait and see about that. I don't know who's going to replace Trump, but they're going to bring somebody in there that the RNC and the ruling class want in there. But maybe I'm wrong. Keep betting. Keep betting on Trump and see what happens. Don't bet too much, though. Now, how stupid could he be to infer that we would drop atomic bombs on Europe? I mean, how stupid could you be? And he's not a stupid man, that's for sure. So if he keeps on making these kind of gaffes, he's through, period, even before they take him out the side door. Well, vulnerable children fleeing gang-fueled violence in Central America are routinely deported by Mexican immigration officials regardless of the dangers they may face on their return home. According to a new Human Rights Watch report. Well, I don't blame the Mexican government for doing that because you got to get them out of there, man. Less than 1% of the children detained in Mexico are accepted as refugees. Well, Mexico's got their own problems, man, with NAFTA. NAFTA's killing them, especially the working class and the agricultural people, the farmers. So they don't want a bunch of new people coming in. Okay, less than 1% of the people detained in Mexico are accepted as refugees. I told you that. Even though about half are running away from criminal gangs in Central America's violent Northern Triangle. HRW found that Mexican authorities create a series of obstacles which prevent vulnerable children from seeking asylum. Of course they do, and that's smart, forcing thousands to return home despite serious threats of physical or sexual violence. Well, there's always people that can claim violence against themselves. I mean, you know, and that's not Mexico's problem any more than Mexico is our problem. Well, it is. Actually, it is, because with Clinton passing, pushing through NAFTA and things like that, well, this country is responsible for the economic downturn and collapse in Mexico. Only 52 unaccompanied children were offered protection by Mexico last year. Well, that's 52 too many. In addition, children are routinely held in immigration facilities in breach of national and international laws, which state detention should be used only as a last resort. Well, considering the economy of Mexico, it is the last resort. According to Closed Doors, Mexico's failure to protect Central American refugee and migrant children. When is it the responsibility of a sovereign nation to protect citizens of other countries? See, they want you to think globally here. That's what they're trying to do. In 2015, Mexico apprehended more than 35,704 children from Honduras, El Salvador, and Guatemala, 55% more than in 2014, and a staggering 270% more than 2013. Now remember, these children, they're at least walking age when they get into Mexico. Probably maybe, 10 to 15. Do you realize how few years it takes for them to grow into gang criminals? Some of them are already that. There's on record people, young kids at 10 years old can assassinate somebody. Children often flee after being targeted by violent street gangs. Well, either that or they're kicked out of the street. They're not violent enough. Because if they were violent enough, they would take care of the people who are tormenting them. Survival of the fittest, boys and girls. The only law. Anyhow, amid little hope of protection from overwhelmed, corrupt, and inept state institutions. Well, why is just because Honduras has got those problems? Mexico's got those problems too, but not as much. In Honduras, most of the 400 children murdered in the first half of 2014 were thought to be victims of gang violence. The sharp increase in the number of Central American children and adults detained by Mexican authorities began in July 2014 at the behest of the U.S. Mexico declared it would beef up its border security and clamp down on undocumented migrants after Barack Obama declared a surge in unaccompanied children and families seeking assistance at the U.S. border a humanitarian crisis. Actually, Obama's done more than Bush did. He's deported more than Bush did. So you got to give Obama some credit. Thousands of immigration and federal security officers were subsequently deployed along the popular migration routes as part of Mexico's southern border plan, and a number of detentions and deportations immediately surged. Well, you see, it wasn't until Obama got into office that really got started. Since then, there has been mounting concern among human rights. Let me tell you something. There is no such thing as a right, because right infers some kind of a cosmic, spiritual entity that you can employ to protect yourself. Well, that doesn't work any more than having crosses around your neck. There is no such thing as a right that can't be taken away from you. And if it can be taken away from you, it's not a right in the first place. Anyhow, human rights groups about the treatment and indiscriminate detention and deportation of migrants, especially children. Well, they can legally put people in detention, whoever they are, that comes across their sovereign borders of Mexico, like from Honduras, as same thing that we can do to people coming across from Mexico. See, this is all based on propaganda that we're some kind of a world community, and that's bullshit. Children are regularly detained in immigration holding centers, even though the Mexican law states unaccompanied minors should be handed over to Child Protective Services. Oh, that's a trap. You turn them over to Child Protective Services, and they'll never go home. They'll never go home. They're here to stay, or they're in Mexico to stay. More than half the children held in 2015 were traveling alone or without a relative. Official figures show. Well, whose fault is that? It's not the people of Mexico's fault any more than the Mexicans who cross the border to come into the United States are our fault. They may be the ruling class fault, the capitalist, predator capitalists that want them in here for cheap labor. But we've got so much cheap labor now, a lot of these Mexicans are going back to Mexico. And if they're, NAFTA was dumped, there'd be a lot more go back to Mexico. Over 60% of the children detained in 2015 were traveling alone or without a relative, official figures show. Well, whose fault is that? Whose fault is that? It's not the Mexican government's fault. It's not our fault. You're my fault. Immigration agents rarely inform children about their right to seek asylum or screen them to determine whether they may have viable refugee claims. Well, there should be none at all anyhow. The day for that stuff is over. The world population is too high. We can't afford to do that anymore. Seek asylum. It's going to get so bad here that we're going to be looking for asylum someplace. I don't know where in the hell it would be. Maybe Greenland or Iceland or something. Or maybe even someplace in South America. The right to seek asylum or screen them to determine whether they may have viable refugee claims. See, that's our State Department. You know, the biggest traitors in the United States is the State Department. If there were to be a civil war or revolution in this country, the first office that should be eliminated is the United States State Department. They're the biggest traitors to our country, and most importantly, our race that's involved. Those who apply for asylum are bamboozled by the confusing, long process and are rarely given access to a lawyer. Good. Mexicans are operating smart. Mexico's refugee agency has only 15 officials qualified to assess claims. That's good. There shouldn't be any. The agency's staffing remains unchanged despite its caseload doubling since 2013. Well, that's too bad. That's too bad. Not really. That's good. Some children and parents interviewed by HRW said that they were frightened into dropping their asylum applications after immigration agents warned it would mean spending months in detention. Well, what do you think people who came over here back at the turn of the last century? And at the end of the century before that, when they came through Ellis Island. Lots of those people were held in detention. White people were held in detention. On paper, Mexican law appears to provide every protection for children who have fled their home countries in fear of their lives. But the government is not giving adequate consideration to their claims. Good, said Michael Bochnick, senior children's rights lawyer at HRW. Well, get rid of that guy. Ship him back to Honduras. He added, both Mexico and the U.S., which has pressured Mexico to interdict Central Americans, should work to provide appropriate care and reasonable opportunity to apply for protection for children fleeing danger. Is this part of this Christ insanity stuff? You know that Christ insanity people are behind much of this. Yeah, they are. Christ Insanity and a lot of other religions are the worst danger to the white race there is. And unless you can slow those people down, I mean, in this country, the major groups of people who are trying to bring more and more non-white Middle Easterners into this country, as they've been doing from other places for a long time, is these churches. My congressman is a Mennonite. Their church actually officially stands for no borders. They don't respect any borders. Well, they should be jailed. Anybody that supports no borders should be jailed. And so there's my congressman. Belongs to a church that believes there should be no border control at all. So he is an absolute first-class traitor. Racial traitor. His name is Stutzman, in case you want to write him a letter. These churches are growing richer and richer and richer and controlling more and more real estate all over the place. Now this one, the Mennonites, seem to be centered up here within about 20 miles of me in a town, a city by the name of Goshen. And they are all over the place. Why? Because it's tax exempt. If you took away tax exemption from these churches, they would decrease to about 10% of what they are now. I guarantee you. The main reason for Christianity in this country flourishing and undercutting our race like it does is the fact that they have tax exemption. Religion is a great fraud and a great way to make money. You should know that by now. Now, the only thing I would support under certain controlled situations is if there's any white people among the populations of Mexico and Honduras and places like that, of which I know there's very few white people in Honduras. But I would take those in the United States based upon their political views and so forth. How about, now here's some more. Thousands of women flee their homes in parts of Central America and Mexico each year to escape armed gangs and domestic violence and seek refuge in the United States. A flow that is becoming a refugee crisis, the UN Refugee Agency says. Well, first of all, get rid of the UN. We agree with the Israelis on that. Get rid of the goddamn UN. It doesn't have the power to do what it should do. And it's got too much power to do what it shouldn't be doing. Yeah. Well, once those women cross the border and get into your country, if they're there 6 months, they're getting impregnated. And these are anchor babies, and they'll pop out a kid or two or three or four or five. Then they get on welfare and the whole bit. And then you never get rid of them. Not with our form of government. Not with this so-called wonderful democracy. The number of women, some with children, fleeing rampant gang violence. Well, why don't these people create gangs themselves to fight the gangs? That's the only thing that works. Get a gun, pack that gun around, and kill anybody that tries to screw with you. Otherwise, you fall victim to might is right. The number of women, some with children, fleeing rampant gang violence in Mexico and the Northern Triangle region of El Salvador, Honduras, and Guatemala is rising, and the UNHCR said it in a report published Wednesday. More than 66,000 children traveled with their families or alone from the Northern Triangle region, which has the world's highest murder rates, to the United States. Well, I say drone them. Go in there and identify these gangs and find out where they hang out and drone them. Or send mercenaries in there and kill them all. That's what's funny about, it's not funny, but what's interesting about progressives. They worry about a problem, but they don't ever come up with a solution that can solve the problem. Their solutions never work. They can't work because they're based on giving these people a break and trial by jury and all that bullshit. When all these gangs and so forth that are doing this stuff in, say, Honduras, should simply be killed. Anybody exhibiting that kind of activity should be killed, period. Maybe there's some money in Honduras that could import American mercenaries. I know a lot of out-of-work Marine Corps veterans, sharpshooters. They'd be glad if they could make some money and go down there and clean house. More unaccompanied children from the Northern Triangle and Mexico reached the United States in August than in the same month last year, the U.S. government said. With authorities often unable to curb the violence and provide redress, well, that's bullshit because they can. They can, they just don't have the will. Many vulnerable women are left with no choice but to run for their lives. Antonio Guterres, head of the U.N., Refugee agency said in the report, which is useless. Why isn't the UN sending troops into Honduras? Why aren't they? While attention is focused on the hundreds of thousands of people fleeing to Europe from countries such as Syria and Iraq, a new refugee crisis is taking shape in Central America. The UNHCR warned. Now they're going to want to bring those people into the United States. Mexico is going to do their best to keep them out, and our government, which is totally, totally the enemy of the white race, absolutely, and that's the only thing, that's the main thing we got to be interested in is the survival of race. And anybody that stands in our way, well, they may fall down a flight of stairs. The dramatic refugee crises we are witnessing in the world today are not confined to the Middle East or Africa, Guterres said in a statement. We're seeing another refugee situation unfolding in Americas, and they're going to do the same thing here as they did last couple of years ago. They're just going to get masses of people and walk across the border. Unless white people in the United States get some steel in their backbone and do something. Not wait on the government. The government's not going to do anything. You're going to have to fight the government and the invaders, because the government's going to protect these people at all costs. They'll kill half the rest of the white people in the United States to defend these troglodytes that are crossing the border. The UNHCR report includes 160 interviews with women who had fled their homes in Northern Triangle region and Mexico and traveled to the United States after crossing the border illegally. They were detained and placed in detention centers and then soon will get impregnated by somebody and have some kids. And then they won't send them back at all. All the women interviewed had either been recognized as refugees or been screened by U.S. authorities. And, of course, these authorities, most of them are sympathetic and like to see more and more brown people in this country to swamp the white race, and determined to have a credible or reasonable fear of persecution or torture. Well, I have a reasonable, credible, reasonable fear of persecution or torture if I walk on the streets of Chicago, or on the streets of L.A., or on the streets of New York. Sure. You could get picked up and tortured very simply. All the women interviewed had either been recognized, well, one 17-year-old Salvadorian girl called Norma says she was gang raped by three members of the notorious M18 gang in a cemetery in 2014. She said she was targeted because she was married to a police officer. Well, M18 is here in the United States. It's in the prisons and so forth, too. They took their turns. They tied me by the hands. They stuffed my mouth so I would not scream, Norma is quoted as saying in the report. Then they threw me in the trash. Nearly. Well, where was this cop husband of yours? Nearly two-thirds of the women said threats and attacks by armed criminal gangs, including rape, killings, forced recruitment of their children, and extortion payments, were among the main reasons why they left their home countries. Well, that's not a good enough reason. You should be rising up and killing these people. Send out your own gangs to neutralize them. The increasing reach of criminal armed groups often amounted to de facto control over a territory and people. Well, that's what, once they get shipped up here, that's what they're doing up here. Intimidation. It's happened right here in Indiana. They're running around and surpassed the capacity of governments in the region to respond. Well, then have a revolution and replace the government. The U.S. government figures show that 82% of the 16,077 women from the Northern Triangle region and Mexico interviewed by the U.S. authorities in the last year were found to have a credible fear of persecution or torture and were allowed to pursue their claims for asylum in the United States. There's a lot of people living in these nigger slums around the United States that could claim asylum, but they got nowhere to go. These people claim credible fear of persecution. Well, hell, most of the people living in the urban areas of this country have a credible fear of persecution. Where are they going to get asylum to? Beverly Hills? Yeah, that's not a bad idea. Anybody that's in fear of persecution or torture in this country living in the ghetto should apply for asylum in Beverly Hills or the Hamptons up by New York. Let the ruling class feel the brunt of the problem. Violence at the hand of abusive husbands and partners, including rape and beatings with baseball bats, was another key reason why women are fleeing their homes. Why is that our problem? Why is that my problem? I mean, you know, you got a butcher knife in the kitchen, lady. You may even have a gun. And some of you babes are so fat, you should be able to handle a ball bat very well. That's no excuse to want to come up here and muddy and dirty our society. You've already done a pretty good job of it. Unable to secure state protection, why? Many women cited domestic violence as a reason for flight, fearing severe harm or death if they stayed. Well, so what? Can't do anything about it. You got to take care of yourself. Either you survive or you die. More than three quarters of the women interviewed said they knew the journey overland to the United States was dangerous, but it was risk worth taking. Yeah, because they knew they'd get here and a bunch of progressive left-wing sob sisters that are hired by the U.S. government for these jobs are going to be crying crocodile tears and want to let them in. And once they're in, stay, because there's a tremendous amount of money made off social welfare. Yeah, it's one of the biggest businesses. There was a book written about 25 years ago called Poverty is Where the Money Is. And they figured out the money they spent back then, even, on welfare and social programs. They could have put every black kid in the country through go to Harvard for 4 years. They could have, every black kid in the country could have been put through Harvard for 4 years. Well, they didn't get it, did they? Or there'd be a lot more smarter niggers around. No, it's just another scam. It's all scam, whether it's religious scam, political scam, social welfare scam. It's all a scam. And the sooner you figure that out, the brighter you're going to be. Some said they took birth control pills before starting their journey to avoid getting pregnant as a result of rape by human traffickers or gangs. Quote, coming here to the United States was like having hope that you will come out alive, unquote. The report quoted Sarah, who fled Honduras and sought asylum in the United States. What value are these little dwarfish Hondurans with no education and no talents? What good are they to us? If you're going to be in a society, you got to have something to contribute. Those people have nothing to contribute. In fact, we never take in the top of the bunch. We never seek out the smartest people. We take in the dumbest, most uneducated, biological throwbacks. Those are the ones this country's bringing in. And you know it's not an accident. This is not an accident. It's all planned that way to, instead of having a regime change, we're going to have cultural, racial change. That's what it's all about. And you think you're going to vote these bastards out? Oh, I laugh sometimes so much my sight aches. And it's not a laugh of real jovial laugh. It's a sickening laugh. It's a laugh that almost desperation laugh. Here we go, more good news. The U.S. is to expand its refugee program to help thousands of laughingly called people fleeing violence in Central America avoid a perilous journey often exploited by human smugglers, Secretary of State John Kerry has announced. That son of a bitch, I wish ISIS would get him. I would drink beer all day if John Kerry was carted off by ISIS. Yeah, the office of the UN High Commissioner for Refugees, these are invaders, don't call them refugees, they're invaders, will now conduct initial screenings to test whether people from Honduras, El Salvador, and Guatemala may qualify as refugees eligible to move into your neighborhood. Hey, isn't that wonderful? Doesn't that make you feel happy? Happy, happy, happy talk. The move came after a backlash from Democrats, race-mixing Democrats in Congress, who urged Barack Obama to halt the deportations of families who have fled drug-fueled violence, corruption, and institutional breakdown into three countries and entered the U.S. without documentation. So there you see, Obama has actually deported more than the Republicans did. And his own party is going against him for doing it. Speaking on foreign policy, at the National Defense University in Washington on Wednesday, Kerry said, get ready for this, I'm pleased to announce that we have plans to expand the U.S. refugee admissions program in order to help vulnerable families and individuals from El Salvador, Guatemala, Honduras, and offer them safe and legal alternative to the dangerous journey that many are tempted to begin, making them at that instant easy prey for human smugglers who have no interest but their own profit. Well, at least they're honest about it. Well, what you got to do is send airplanes, hundreds of airplanes down there, and bring those people in on airplanes because we don't want them to have any problems getting up there. We don't want them to stub their toe or get eaten by a wolf or something like that. So we got to save these people. Stuff them into your community, stupid white man. I don't know who I hate sometimes the worst. The State Department said it would work with the UN and non-government organizations to identify people in need of refugee protection. I need refugee protection. where am I going to go? Including human rights activists. Fuck human rights activists. A department spokesman added that unlike the existing in-country program for Central American minors, this will not be a direct application program. Instead, it will be based upon referrals from organizations that work with vulnerable populations in three countries. And I'll guarantee you, most of those organizations are run by Christian neo-Jew people. The churches, they're all over the place. You know, around here, they even have garage sales to send money to ship Christian missionaries all over the place. And they also want to bring them in here like mad. Also, unlike the existing Central American Minors Program, individuals and families without relatives in the U.S. will be eligible. How long do you think this can go on? The whole world is drowning in a mire of troglodytes. And now, one of the last areas where there's decent places to live, North America. Oh, well, North America's got room. Let's fill North America up. The UNHCR will assist with determining who should be referred for resettlement. In your community, Whitey. Your fucking community, Whitey. But the final decision will rest with the U.S. government. No, it's hopefully one of these days it's going to rest with you and me. When we finally pick up the pitchfork and light the torches. The eligibility criteria will be identical to those applied throughout the world under its existing refugee admissions program. You got to find out who is really behind this shit. Who are the main thinkers about designing this stuff? Who are these people? They have faces. They have names, they have addresses, they have homes. The latest effort is aimed at expanding the program by moving applicants, both families and single individuals, into safe zones to await processing. Well, there's a hell of a lot of Americans like to be in a safe zone right here in the United States. It reflects a wider attempt to curb the unprecedented surge of families and children traveling alone caught at the Mexican border in recent years. How terrible that is. We got to hate the Mexican government for stopping their country from being invaded. Border agents detained 21,469 people traveling in family groups in the last 3 months of 2015. Almost triple the number held during the same period in 2014, according to new figures released by the Customs and Border Protection people. The vast majority were from the Northern Triangle of El Salvador, Guatemala, and Honduras. And these are mostly Indians. These are Mongol, Asian-blooded people. They're about 4 or 5 foot tall. They're midgets. They were coming into California quite a bit before I left. But they can stick a knife in you just as fast as a guy that's 6 foot tall. The number of unaccompanied children more than doubled to 17,370. And if the State Department has anything to do with it, it'll be up to 50,000 in a short time. Compared with just under... Now, our governor right here in Indiana approved on bringing Syrian people in, a few thousand Syrian people. That's why you got to have states' rights. States' rights. Tell the government to go fuck themselves. Compared with just 7,987 in the past 3 months of 2014, the apprehension of 6,782 children in December made it the fifth highest month for child detentions on record. Invader crossings are usually low in December because of the holidays and the cold weather. We wouldn't want them to get cold. We got to make sure they've all got nice coats and mufflers you know? You notice how they always dwell on the children to get all these Christ insanity people whining and saying, we got to save the little babies. We got to save these little brown turd babies. The figures reveal the sharpest rise in vulnerable women and children seeking refuge at the refuge. Oh, it's either that refuge or a better life. Well, who doesn't want a better life? I want to move to Beverly Hills. I want a nice house on the beach. Then images of women and children locked up in inadequate detention centers triggered a public outcry. See, it's our own race. Mostly our own race that caused these problems. Because they go right along with these stupid idiots. They're not stupid idiots. They're criminal, career criminals, these people in Washington. And that's why they're not going to let Donald Trump get in there. Because if he really meant what he says, they'd be through shortly. To declare the flow of undocumented illegal Central American migrants into the U.S. a humanitarian crisis. Humanitarian crisis. It's terrible. If we don't save the burgeoning birth rate in Central America, it's a humanitarian crisis. They got a humanitarian crisis going on all over the place. Well, our military-industrial complex causes most of it. And then our illegal involvement in drug activity, bank involvement in drug activity, money laundering, everything. A subsequent wave of patchwork measures included beefing up the border security. Well, they're already overworked. I knew a lot of them when I was in California. Most of the ones I knew quit in disgust. They can't do their job right. Advertising campaigns in Central America warning people against traveling to the U.S. and multimillion-dollar southern border program to apprehend invaders in Mexico were implemented in lieu of comprehensive immigration reforms that Republican lawmakers opposed. Well, that's limp-wristed Republican lawmakers. There's nobody up there to really talk straight. They may slow it down a little, but just enough to keep you from going bananas and chasing them out of your neighborhood. The numbers reaching the U.S. overland halved almost immediately as Mexican authorities doubled the number of migrants they detained and deported. Well, Mexico is doing a much better job at deportation than we are. But the number of families and children arriving at the southern border has been rising steadily since 2015, August. The steady monthly increase, despite Mexico's continued efforts, make me think this pattern is probably permanent, and that the sophisticated smuggling networks operating with the help of corrupt officials have adjusted to the southern border plan. Said Adam Isaacson, a security analyst at the Washington Office on Latin America. Mm-hmm. In other words, they're just going to keep coming. Well, why isn't it possible to kill these fucking smugglers? Here again, we've got all these out-of-work veterans that are excellent marksmen and good at their job. Why can't we have them search out these smugglers, and every time a guy decides to be a smuggler, kill him? You know that's what has to be done. And you know they're not going to do it. That's the problem. We know what needs to be done. I know what needs to be done. Going into spring, we're going to see lots of children and families coming into the American communities, which anti-immigration candidates will try to take advantage of as we head into the primaries. Migration is already a polarizing election issue, these numbers are going to reverberate in the campaigns. Well, if Trump would keep at it, if he'd concentrate on that and not worry about everything else, and not talk about women's abortion and things like that, and dropping nukes on Europe, jeez, I'm telling you, put a muzzle on that guy. Immigration is always a key issue in American elections. That's right, because people are pissed off, but they don't have any balls. They whine about it, they cry about it. But I ran on that ticket. That was my platform. It was illegal aliens. And you see what happened to me. I didn't even win the primary. But the popularity of Republican maverick Donald Trump and his anti-immigrant rhetoric, and that's what it is, it's rhetoric, has propelled it to center stage. Trump and his closest rival, Ted Cruz, fucking Cuban, support building a wall along the U.S.-Mexico border and keep illegal aliens out. Well, I have a better answer. Hire Mexican military men, pay them good money, put them on the border with automatic weapons, and have them facing south. And they would do it. They wouldn't be afraid. They would say, go back or you die. And if they came forward, they'd shoot them down. That would be the way to handle it. There are thousands and thousands of veteran Mexican cops and military people that would gladly take a job. You say they wouldn't shoot their own people? Bullshit. That's what they've done most of their lives, shoot their own people. The latest detention figures, while still lower than they were during the height of the 2014 crisis, showed Obama's package of measures did little to tackle the root causes driving the exodus, according to Mike Allison, associate professor of political science at Scranton University and the author of the Central American Politics blog. Well, I don't know. I think Obama did more good than the Republicans have done. Many are fleeing violence. The murder rate in El Salvador increased 70% last year. Well, hopefully it'll increase 200%. Then they won't have to come up here because they'll all be dead to make it the most dangerous peacetime country in the world. I think Honduras would be a place to buy a few hundred acres and bring in retired military people and set up your own mini army, and you could probably live quite well, because once you explain it to people properly, you usually don't have any more problems. But you can't do a halfway job. The tiny nation of 6.5 million recorded a murder rate of 104 per 100,000. Inhabitants amid soaring gang bloodshed and extrajudicial killings. Well, here again, you just kill all those people off that are giving you trouble. Kill them off. Drone them. Any corrupt judges, get rid of them. Any corrupt politicians, don't just put them in prison. Kill them. And bring honest people in there, or the threat of violence to keep them honest. And Honduras could be a great country. None of those countries are necessarily have to be bad. They just have to be cleaned up. And you don't clean them up by sending your garbage up here for us not to clean up. The need for a more immediate deterrent may have triggered recent immigration raids across the U.S. in which 121 people were detained and at least 80 summarily deported. Democratic frontrunners, the bitch Hillary Clinton and Bernie Sanders, who's soft on immigration, have both criticized the crackdown. Yeah, well, that's a good reason not to vote for either one of them. It's a good reason to run them out of the country. On Tuesday, more than 140 Democrats published a joint letter accusing the administration of wrongfully deporting women and children. Well, deport those people, too. Get rid of them. According to Isaacson, the raids were an obvious attempt to look tough and head off anti-immigration critics. You got to be more than a critic, an anti-immigration critic. You got to be an anti-immigration radical son of a bitch. We need to ensure people have access to due legal process, because if they're fleeing violence, they're not doing anything illegal. Yes, they are, because they're bringing violence with them. Among these people fleeing are M18 and all these gang people. They're just like the ISIS is filling up these people that are coming across the Mediterranean with ISIS operatives. Stupid. Kerry held a meeting with refugees from Afghanistan, Syria, Iraq, Burma, Eritrea, and the Congo on Wednesday afternoon. And he said, quote, "Let me be very, very clear. We can both maintain the highest security standards and live up to our best traditions as Americans by welcoming those in need of help to our great country. Speak for yourself, you son of a bitch." That is who we are, he said. That is what we do. That may have been true back in the 1800s, but it certainly isn't true anymore. You can't run a modern immigration plan like you did one back when we needed all kinds of people to go to work in the plants and Industrial Revolution. We don't have anything. We're not producing anything. The plants aren't building anything. And you want to build these, bring these bastards in? Are you out of your fucking mind? No, you're doing okay. You married that bitch that owns the ketchup company. You know, you notice a whole bunch of these high-powered politicians married money. They didn't have pot to piss in or a window to throw it out of. Kerry married that ketchup queen. But there's all kinds, there's hundreds of these politicians that went out and married rich women. That's how we became who we are. We let everybody in. No, in the beginning it was only white people, white Europeans. And we dare not turn our backs on future people, generations seeking the same set of fucking opportunities. Even though we got no jobs, even though we got no manufacturing facilities, we still got to let them in, because that's who we are. Stupid idiots. We have the ability to protect ourselves even as we remain a country that welcomes immigration. Tell me how. Tell me how you're going to protect yourself. The politicians, they'll protect themselves. They got the U.S. Army, Marine Corps, Air Force, and everybody else. But not you and me, because we're white working people. They don't have time for you, but they have time for themselves. A pox upon their house. And may they pass away of some horrible disease.
Chapter 2, Iconoclastic. As far as sociology is concerned, we must either abandon our reason or abandon Christ. He is preeminently the prophet of unreason, the preacher of rabble rabies. All that is enervating and destructive of manhood he glorifies. All that is self-reliant and heroic he denounces. Lazarus, the filthy and diseased vagrant, is his hero of heroes. And Dives, the sane, energetic citizen, is his awful example of baseness and criminality. He praises the humble and he curses the proud. He blesses the failures and damns the successful. All that is noble he perverts. All that is atrocious he upholds. He inverts all the natural instincts of mankind and urges us to live artificial lives. He commands the demonetization of virtues that aggrandize a people and advises his admirers to submit in quietness to every insult, contumely, indignity, to be slaves de facto. Indeed, there is scarce one thought in the whole of his dicta that is practically true. O Christ, thou artful fiend, thou great subverter, what an amazing, heedless glamour thou hast cast over the world, thou mean, insignificant-minded Jew. Why is it that our modern philosophers are so mortally afraid to boldly challenge the inspired utopianism of this poor, self-deluded Galilean mountaineer, this preacher of all eunuch virtues, of self-abasement, of passive suffering? The sickly humanitarian ethics so eloquently raid forth by Jesus Christ and his superstitious successors in ancient Judea and throughout the moribund Roman Empire are generally accepted in Anglo-Saxondom as the very elixir of immortal wisdom. The purest, wisest, grandest, most incontrovertible of all divine revelations or occult thaumaturgies. And yet, when closely examined, they are found to be neither divine, occult, reasonable, nor even honest, but composed almost exclusively of the stuff that nightmares are made of, together with a strong dash of Oriental legerdemain. Through 1,000 different channels, current politico-economic belief is dominated by the base communistic Kabbalah of the man of many sorrows. Yet as a practical theorem, it is hardly ever critically examined. Why is it that the suggested social solutions promulgated by Jesus, Peter, Paul, James, and other Asiatic cataleptics are accepted so meekly by us upon trust? If these men were anything, they were crude socialist reformers with misshapen souls, preachers of a new heaven and a new earth. That is to say, demagogues. Politicians of the slums, and out of the slums, nothing that is noble can ever be born. As agitators, Jesus and his modern continuators shall be exclusively considered in these pages. However, it must be distinctly understood that the spiritual and temporal in all cosmogonies are so intricately interwoven that it is almost impossible to completely divorce them. Like the Siamese twins, gods and governments are inextricably bound together, so much so indeed that if you kill one, the other cannot live. Hence the open or secret alliance that has always existed between the politician and the priest. Whatever their primitive purity or impurity, all operative creedal philosophies are essentially civil and military codes, police regulations. Religion is a power, a political engine, and if there was no God, I would have to invent one, said the great Napoleon. In letter and in spirit, Christianity is above all things a political theory and a theory that often takes the form of raging hysterics. Religions are the matrix in which public institutions are generally molded. This has ever been well understood by the dominant leaders of mankind, from Numa to Brigham Young, from Solon to Loyola, from Constantine to the lowest Levite hireling, who gets paid in dimes and cents for his unctuous mock dithyrams. 2. All ye are brethren. Are all men really brethren? Negro and Indian, black fellow, Kalmuck and coolie, the well-born and the base-bred, beer-soaked loafer and hero-hearted patriot, belted chieftain and ignoble mechanic slave, pot of iron and pot of clay. What proof is there that the brotherhood of man hypothesis is in accordance with nature? On what trustworthy, biologic, historic, or other evidence does it rest? If it is natural, then rivalry, competition, and strife are unnatural. And it is proposed to prove in this book that strife, competition, rivalry, and the wholesale destruction of feeble types of men is not only natural, but highly necessary. Has brotherhood ever been tried upon earth? Where, when, and with what final result? Is not self-assertion nobler, grander, and more truly heroic than self-denial? Is not self-abasement but another term for voluntary vassalage, voluntary burden-bearing? Christ might well and truthfully have said unto his followers, "Come unto me, all ye that are weary and heavy laden, and I will bind ye in unbreakable bonds and load you down like an ass between two burdens." The poor and ignorant were his first followers, the vagrants, the disinherited, shiftless classes. And to this very day, the poorer and more ignorant men and women are, the more eager are they to follow his religious ideals or the political millennialisms that are distilled out of his delusions. If we only lived as Christ lived, what a beautiful world this would be, saith all thoughtless ones. If we lived as Christ lived, there would be none of us left to live. He begat no children. He labored not for his bread. He possessed neither house nor home. He merely talked. Consequently, he must have existed on charity or have stolen bread. If we all lived like Christ, would there have been anyone left to labor, to be begged from, to be stolen from? If we all live like Christ, is thus a self-evident absurdity. No wonder that it is recorded, "Not many wise after the flesh, not many mighty, not many noble are called, but God chose the foolish things of the world, and God chose the weak things of the world, and the things that are despised."